Aircheckdownloads.com.
Oh, what a classic to start us off on this Tuesday morning. It's Wham and Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. A very good morning. Nice to be back with you after a day off yesterday where I waited in for a new fridge freezer. Wasn't too bad. Came about 9:30 in the morning. That's pretty good going, isn't it? But also on Sunday night, I went to the docks, to the pierhead, for the On the Waterfront Festival there and went to see the Coral and then James. And it was a very, very good night, despite the fact we thought we were going to get absolutely drenched. It managed to stay fine for the actual gigs. I sat in the pub until the weather eased off, to be honest with you. That was probably the best policy, wasn't it?
The Sound.
The Sound of Liverpool.
Paul Salter Breakfast.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
It's great to have you company. Thank you for joining us. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of July. It is, of course, American Independence Day today. In the news, there have been intense exchanges of fire between Israeli forces and armed Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank there. Facebook owner Meta is launching its new app to rival Twitter and says it will go live on Thursday. The actor Julian Sands, who died in a Californian mountain range, said in his last UK interview that many friends had stopped going mountaineering partly because it had become too dangerous. A man from Brighton has been charged with 11 terrorism-related offences. In sport, as we've been hearing, the former Liverpool midfielder Steven Gerrard has been named as the manager of a new Saudi Arabian side. Novak Djokovic dried the court with his towel and urged the crowd to blow in a farcical rain delay as Wimbledon title defence began with a win. Did you see that yesterday? They basically had, they look like dustbusters. That's what they look like, trying to dry the court. It wasn't a great look, to be honest with you, but there you go. And England's players heading to the Women's World Cup are frustrated with the Football Association over its stance on performance-related bonuses. That's the way it's looking so far this morning.
AirCheckDownloads.com.